started the mission on top of Tesla and Aleph. Sukkah Yeshana is not Yeshana. Yeshana means it is sleeping. Or does Yeshana mean sleeping? Whichever one it is. I think Yeshana is correct. Yeshana means old. Beishamai Polson, Beisilo Machshirin. So it's Machokis Beisham, Beisilo, what the deal is. So, and Rashi tells us that. What is Sukkah Yeshana? Can the Fai Shah Sa Kodam Lachak Shoshim Yom and make it 30 days before Yantif? The low pay Rashi the Shen Chag Yantif, explicitly it's for the sake of Yantif. So, Mishnah has faith of Sukkah Yeshana. Kosha Sa Kodam Lachak Shoshim Yom. If you make it 30 days before the Chag. Aval Im Asa Lishem Chag, Afi Mitzchias Shana Kshera. So, if you make it, let's say 30 days is Tesvav Elul. So if you make it before Tesvav Elul, that would normally be the Machlokes Beisham Beisilo. If you make it within Tesvav Elul, so Rashi tells us, why is Beisham apostling? To both Sukkah Lishma, because Beisham requires Sukkah Lishma, Vizu Stam Nasis. And it's just made Stam. You told Shoshim Chagav, if it was within 30 days, came unto Sholem Behilchus Achag, called him Achag Shoshim Yom, if anyone learned Pesachim. Yeah, this idea of Shoshim Yom Kodem Lachag, Sholem Dorshim Bin Yonon Shochag, Stam Ose L'Shem Chag, who Ose? So any Sukkah is seemingly going to be made for Yantar Zavah. But Kodem Shoshim Stam Lav Lachag, but you can't say that before, especially the fact that Sukkah is in the summer, that there is, if it's beyond 30 days before Sukkot, it's usually in the summer when it's nice out, so the fact they're building a hut does not indicate anything. In fact, it's the famous Fach, in the Torah. So they say, why is Sukkot in the fall at the end of summer and not in Nisan? Seems to make more sense. That's the half of the point. Because Sukkot commemorates the fact that we were in the Midbar under Hashem's protection.
It's the Torah who says that because people would want to go in their huts during the summer, right?
Right, right. So the fact that we're commemorating Sukkot is as we'll see on Daf Yud Aleph on Sunday night, Mr. Shem, that we're commemorating Hashem's protection in the Midbar. So seemingly around the time we left into the Midbar, i.e. around Pesach time, we should go into the Sukkot. But we say no, because what would happen if people see us going into our outdoor huts in the middle of April? So that's not a chiddush. Let's go in the middle of October when everyone's leaving their huts for the winter. So there you see, it's really for a purpose.
I find that kind of weak reason.
Well, it depends where you live also.
Because the Torah was given in Israel, obviously, not in Poland.
The Torah was given in Israel. It's given in Sinai.
Whatever, it's meant, you know, it's most laws and tournaments we get in Israel. It's undeniable. In Israel, it's not that cold during the winter.
Yes, so in Israel, you don't really have such a great answer.
Poland and America, but
no, but Israel, how long did it take for them to walk from Egypt to Har Sinai?
40 years, probably. Yeah,
no.
39.
49 days. That's fair.
Oh, yeah, 49 days. Okay, so
no, but that's
to Har Sinai.
Oh, I thought it's Har Sinai to Israel. Oh.
No. So that means what? They probably didn't walk that far away from Egypt. So
no, they probably didn't, because they had kids and animals who were building sukkahs.
Well, the sukkahs probably came the day after.
I forget the other reason I liked why sukkahs is in the winter.
I know, Nekobosh. That's
exactly. There was another reason too, I forget it.
Yeah. So we'll see, we'll talk about it and get to that Gemara. Maybe it's a Shem.
Right. The Gemara doesn't discuss it at all?
The Gemara will discuss it, a bit. So, yeah. So we said that, so Beis Shama requires Sukkah Lishma, and Lishma means within 30 days, unless you say so explicitly. But Beis Hillel, Rashi says, Delobin and Sukkah Lishma, he does not require Sukkah Lishma. So the second din of Avim Sala Shema, Hakafim, Mitzchay, Shema, Kshay, that's obviously only according to Beis Shama, because Beis Hillel doesn't even need to say that. Okay. My time to Beis Shama. So why does Beis Shama say that you needed a Sukkah Lishma? Amar Kara, Chagas Sukkah, Shivas Yamim, La Hashem. As Rashi points out, Sukkah suya l'shem chag ba'ina. That Sukkah needs to be l'shem chag. Rashi points out that Sukkah la Hashem shem itzas amelech. So I have to make it for the sake of Sukkahs. Who Beis Hillel? So how does Beis Hillel answer this? Halim vayilei, he needs that pasuk lifted to Rav Sheshes, for Rav Sheshes, the Amar Rav Sheshes, Mishum Rav Kiva. You're in the Atzi Sukkah Shesun Kosheva. How do we know that the wood of the Sukkah, i.e. the walls and everything, is Muktzah? You can't use it for anything else all 7 days of Yom Tov. Tam alom ar chag asir kol shivos yomim la'ashem. Masani Rabbi Yehudah say Omer. Shem shachal shem shemayim ala chagiga. Just as is a halal shem shemayim on the carbon chagiga, which the Rashi says that's what you get from where it says chag in the pasuk. Akach chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Shenem ar chag asir kol shivos yomim la'ashem. Ma chag la'ashem. Av sukkah la'ashem. So Rashi says, "What does it mean? Chal shishmaim al chagiga? Shal me chagiga shishmaim chalem laisran ala chaktar se murin. You can't eat the karban chagiga, the shlamim, until you bring the emurin, the intestines, and other parts on the mizbeach. Tzachu behu basarachi mishulchan gavoa. Okay, then don't pass. Because then you get it from Hashem's table, so to say, just like an eved who gets a reward from his master. So you know you bring it. The fact that once you start the avoda, it becomes aser, and then you eat it mishulchan gavoa. But it doesn't mean you own it. Either way, there's a chaloshim shemayim on the chagiga, so there's also chaloshim shemayim on the sukkah. The sukkah belongs to Hashem in a sense, so you cannot use it for your own purposes, i.e., for not a sukkah. But Beis Shammai nami b'alei l'achi, but Beis Shammai also needs to say this din. In achi nami, yeah, he does. Ela, my time, my Beis Shammai. So what is the reason for Beis Shammai? If he's using this pasuk to teach what Rosh Hashanah said about Chal Shem Shemayim, where does he learn that you need Sukkah Lishma? Siv Korach Rina, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha Shevas Yomim. Sukkah Asuya L'Shem Chag Be'inon Ta'aseh Lecha. Beis Hillel, so what does Beis Hillel do with this? So Mibay Leila, Osin Sukkah B'chol Oshel Moed. This is for a Sukkah that you make on Chol Moed. Beis Shammai Sri Luke Kareb Elazar to Amar Ein Osin Sukkah B'chol Oshel Moed. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Elazar that you don't make a Sukkah on Chol Moed. So what's it talking about? There's Gemara appears later at the end of the second parak. Rashi says B'chol Oshel Moedim Lo Asam Tchila. If you do not make a Sukkah on the first couple of days, can you make one on Chol Moed? We said the Asi Sukkah Mukta, but here you never had Asi Sukkah. Pluk said Rabbi Elazar prepare Kayoshen. Brachin Beis Hillel Delo Bo. Sorry. That's something else. Yeah. So the question is, can you make a Sukkah on Chol Moed? So Beis Hillel says you can, because that's our pasuk Chag Sukkos Ta'aseh Lecha Shivas Yomim. So how does this pasuk teach that? If anything, I would think that that doesn't work because I need 7 days, and if you start making a Chol Moed, it's not 7 days. The way they say, like, over here, I guess the Gemara explains later, is even on the Chag, Sukkos Ta'aseh. Right. Beis Shammai says, like Rabbi Elazar, that you cannot make a Sukkah on Chol Moed because it has to be that you live in it for 7 days. And obviously that's not the case because before Chol Moed, it did not exist. Okay.
So you can't switch circuits in the middle?
Well, if it was built beforehand, you can. Anyway, again, we pass like Beis Hillel, so. It's all in Beis Shammai, though. Okay, it's going to get a bit complicated, so we're going to open the picture book. Beis Hillel, less lehu to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Beis Hillel does not say like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We're talking about, again, we're talking the concept of Lishma. That's the question. Beis Hillel. It's going to be a long question. Beis Hillel, less lehu damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Samin akotzin, min adimin, min agradim, psula, min asisin ksheira. We're talking about tzitzis. And if you make them from different types of threads, kotzin are knotted threads, nemen are embroidery threads, and gridin are the fringes. So, let's do a visual representation. This is a pair of tzitzis. You see how there's a hole in the corner of the beged where the tzitzis are coming from. So, if you were to make the tzitzis from these threads that are in the garment, this is just like the way the garment is woven,
without adding threads.
Right, so if the thread of the warp, right, so when you have cloth, this is, you have warp threads and weft threads. So warp threads are vertical, are horizontal. So if that thread snaps, So the weaver ties the loose end and continues weaving. And then eventually, when he's done, that knot that he tied comes out like a thorn. So he cannot make the tzitzis from there. I mean, on Neiman, these are the embroidery on the garment, or if the garment end is folded back and is sewn as a hem, so you cannot use this for tzitzis. Agreed is the fringes. For some people have like fringes at the end of their, on the bottom of their tzitzis, on the bottom of the garment. So if you were to make the tzitzis come from there, that's also a puzzle. Sisim, if it comes from sisim, which is a ball of thread, which was seemingly attached to the ball of thread. Yeah, because when they were attached to the garment, they were attached for the sake of the mitzvah. As Rashi says, right, because tvia, when you spin the tzitzis strings, basically, when you have these strings, like four, right, these strings that you make into the knot and the windings and all that are really four long strings that come out into eight. But even when you make these strings, right, even when you make the four long strings, they have to be spun. So spinning is not part of the mitzvah, just a hechsher mitzvah.
He
says, no, you do need tviya lishma. So why do we differentiate and say sukkah does not need to be lishma, but other things do, such as tzitzis? Shani yasa, tzitzis is different. Amar kra gadilin tasa lach l'shem chayvach. That tzitzis has to be made for you, for your obligation. That to be made lishma. So why is this any different? We also have a tasa lecha. No, that pasuk by sukkah says I cannot use a sukkah gezula. It has to be made for me, i.e., that's the mine. So Gemara says, so now you buy the gezula. Why can't we say that by tzitzis as well? That the tzitzis I may have to mine. If I go into your drawer and steal your tzitzis, that won't be yotze. So there's another pasuk that tells us that, but we don't have a second such pasuk by sukkah. So in Achinam, if I were to go to your closet and steal your tzitzis, that would be a problem. But that's through a different pasuk. So this pasuk teaches that tzitzis are made lishma, whereas sukkah, we only have one pasuk, and that pasuk is teaching us that it cannot be stolen. But we don't need sukkah to be made lishma. Next mishnah. I'm a base. Oh, says to cross out achas ayila, and if you make a sukkah under a tree, kiilu asav. So Rabbi says, if you made it inside your house, which should obviously be a puzzle, as Rashi points out. Sukkah agave sukkah. If you have a bunk bed sukkah or double decker sukkah, however you want to call it, hayonak sheira v'atachtona psula. So the top is kosher, the bottom is puzzle. Rashi says, why is the bottom puzzle? The shnei schachin yeshla. Because when you have a double decker sukkah, so you have the schach of the bottom one, and then the floor of the top, so that just can't work. Because
isn't it pshita? Like, who would actually think that would work?
We'll see. But this, you have this schach, and then you have this schach, right? The schach of the whole structure, of the structure as a whole. So this is the gumbi schach, and for some reason, this one cannot be considered the real schach. We'll have to see why. If you know, may remain dear in Bel Yonah, if no one's living in the top one, tachtona kashera, the bottom one will be kosher. So I'll see why that is. Amarava, lo shanir ela be'ilon shetzivasa maruba mi'amasa. You always had this din of sukkah being built under a tree if the tree provides more shade than sun. So kshera, but if it provides more sun than shade, then the sukkah is indeed kosher. Mimai, how do I know this? He's a tonic, he lost up, so chabayas. Because the Mishnah said, it says, if you built the sukkah in your house, long live the Mishnah, he lost up, so chabayas, listen to Tzula. Why do you have to go through that whole, like, weird terminology? Why not just say it's puzzle? Ella, kamash malan, de ilan dum yella bayis. So she has to be similar to a house. Ma bayis silasa meruven chamasa. Just like a house has to provide more shade than sun. It does provide more shade than sun. And if it doesn't, you wouldn't live there. Av ilan silasa meruven chamasa. So to the tree has to have more shade that has to provide more shade than it does sun. Right. But we're still a problem because v'chi chamasa meruven mitzilasa. If you have a tree where the sun is more than its shade, and we said the sukkah would be kosher, mayavi. So what is that case? How come sorry, schach puzzle, b'hadi schach kosher? You're combining schach puzzle and schach kosher. Why? Rashi says, how come sorry, schach puzzle, mechubar schach puzzle. Because remember, you have your sukkah, right? You have your sukkah, and you have your kosher schach, but this schach, which is providing, even though it's not providing majority of the shade, that's schach pasul, because it's mechuber connected to the ground. Dechsev, the asvecha mikoncha mikpecha mimasha ata me'asif mikoncha ases sukascha psulas goren. So from the waste of the granary, kagon kashim psulas yekev, or the waste of the winery, kagon eshkolos reikonios zmoros amatolish b'yon. So that teaches us to be detached in the ground. Ani tzel ayon tzel schach lashim sukascha shel sukkah. So we have schach pasul. Whatever shade is providing is being combined with the with the shade of the schach, and that's a problem because it's schach puzzle. So I'm a Rav Papa Bishach Chavta, and this is a case where Rashi says Shachata Hishpil enough of Lamata Miravin and Schachasha. So you lower the branches to the Rehein Miravin and Schachasha. They are now together with Schachasha. V'ein Nirin V'ein. So we don't view them as if they exist because. Schach kosher rabba lav mevatlo, because there's more schach kosher than there are branches. So you say the branches are batel berov. The rice of kol mili batel beruba. It's not must be sin. And my sikach meruba mehan kshera. Okay. The ivshachavt on myla meimra. So what are we learning from this case of shachavtan? I think it's seemingly obvious. Rashi says, you can't say it's two schachs. Shmamina meicha shemisachin al kanegag. Okay, we will. Oh, that's really long. Okay. All right. So why? The question is why? So this. Why should the sukkah be puzzle? Right. There's just one layer of schach all the time if you lower the trees. And you can't say it's schach kosher and schach puzzle because that is batel berov. So the whole statement of what's it called it? Yeah, of a kilo asab so chabayas, which came to teach us that has to be dumya, the bias has to be dumya to the tree has to be dumya the bias. That's seemingly unnecessary. So ma the same. I would not say nixar hechad dechavta not to hechad delochavta. Now you should be geizer in a case where they were lowered, because there might be a case where they're not lowered and therefore two separate tzachin. Kamashon delochas rinon. So we say we're not geizer. And I'm telling you, but we went down Mishnah. Hidal las again. Mesad las is akizor. Sike chagalim. Sula v'maisike harbe mehen. Oshak zazan kshera. So if you take a vine or some other things that are still in the ground, and you put schach on them, psula, but if it's the schach kosher is more than the schach basal, or you were to cut it, it'll be kosher. Echidami, what's the case? And if you're going to say it's a case where they were not combined, how come it's schach basal and schach kosher? So that's schach basal and schach kosher, and they're not, you can't bring vato. Elak, is it not a case where you did combine them? No, even worse to lechatzchila. Okay. Okay, on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sukkah, Rabbi Sukkah. So we have a dinner with double decker sukkah. Tan Rabbanan. A sukkah's teshu. Or what's this? A sukkah's teshu.
Yeah, it's taken out.
No, it's not taken out. It's just amended, and we'll see why. Love the sukkah shetachas a sukkah. Love the sukkah shetachas a yilam. Love the sukkah shetachas a bias. So you should sit in a sukkah, not a sukkah under a sukkah, not a sukkah under a tree, not a sukkah in a house. Adarabba, the verse says, "Fager besukkah starti mashma." It says two. I should sit in two sukkahs. So, what gives? Amar Nachum Reitzchak, besukkos ksiv. No, we'll come back to daf of yeshem lamikra yeshem lamasores, right? This Yesh Eim La Masores, the fact that only says one, it doesn't say the Vav, so we read it, even though we pronounce it as two, we consider it as if it says one. So you should say in one sukkah, not a sukkah on top of a sukkah, not a sukkah in a tree, not a sukkah in a house. Okay?
Yeah. Wait, so we don't pronounce the Vav in what din?
No, we do pronounce it.
Oh, no, we just don't count the Vav in what din?
Right, meaning you would think that I should sit in two sukkos because the pasuk says I should sit in sukkos. Yeah. So it says, no, it may look like it says sukkos, but it's not because it doesn't even look like it says sukkos. It looks like it says one sukkah. We just read this too. Okay. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Pamim Shishtein Ksheiros, Pamim Shishtein Psulos, Pamim Shetachtona Ksheira, Yana Psula, Pamim Shetachtona Psula, Yana Ksheira. So there are times when they're both kosher, times when they're both puzzle. Times when the bottom is kosher and top is puzzle. Times when the bottom is puzzle and the top is kosher. Now we're going to go through all the cases, all the permutations. What's the case where they're both kosher? If the bottom one has more sun than it does shade, the bottom one has more shade than sun. So why does that work? Think about if the bottom one is more sun than shade, that should be a problem, no?
Yeah.
Well, if it has more sun than shade, then the schach isn't there. The schach is batel. So you have the middle schach is batel, so you only have the top schach. And since the whole structure is within 20 amos, that's totally fine.
That's a question.
No, that's not a question. That's the case.
That's kosher.
No, that's completely kosher.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got that?
Is that
it's kosher. Punch stand psulos. Hey, Chidami, what's the case of the puzzle? Going to Tavai, it's awesome, Rubin Chamasan. Both of them, the shade is more than the sun. So if the shade is more than the sun in the bottom one, then that tzach is viewed as real. And if the shade is more than the sun on the top one, the tzach is also viewed as real. So you have two tzachs. And you can't even use the upper one because it is above 20 amos. Mm-hmm. Now, question is, if you're measuring from the floor, the top one, if measuring from the floor, ceiling.
Yeah, how would that work?
Exactly, so you're not. We'll have to see exactly. Like, you're measuring from the floor for whatever reason.
Doesn't Gemara say, like, later about, like, the quarter and the coins that they'll show, like, penny or
so?
Penny will show as a quarter or whatever in Gemara terms.
So what's that? Like, why do you bring that up?
Because how would it work with the schach if it's called on a double? I mean, I guess it's a question from earlier of like a sukkah of like let's say 19 amos or 20 amos. How could you see the shade?
Not sure.
Or how could you see the sun?
Not sure. Okay. When we say it's 20 amos, it means it's 20 amos from the roof of the bottom one. Okay, just to clarify that. Rashi says on the next staff.
Wait, it's 20 amos from the roof of the second
one? Yeah. If the top one is 20 amos from its floor, and the bottom one has good tzach, so that's going to be a problem. In both ends. Last line. There are times when the bottom one is kosher and top one is puzzle. Hey, tell me what's that case? the bottom one, it shades more than the sun. Ve'al-yona, chamsam, ruba, mitzilah. So the top one has more sun than shade. And they're both within 20 amos of the ground. So in that case, the top one, the bottom one is kosher because it has good tzchach. The top one is pasul because it has bad tzchach. So since the top tzchach is nullified, we only judge the bottom sukkah by the bottom tzchach. Sometimes the top is kosher and the bottom is pasul. In a case where they're both more shade than sun, again, if the bottom sukkah is kosher, then if the bottom sukkah is kosher, right? So we can't be mevata the schach. So that's a sukkah under a sukkah, which is going to be puzzle. And since the top one is within 20 amos, that'll be kosher. So Gemara says, pshita tachtona ksher v'alyona psula. Of course. No, it's trichale man de baud same. I would not say nigzar don't mitzayis chach pasul chach kosher. So I might think to say that the bottom one should be pasul because it's chach pasul and chach kosher, right? Again, tachtonak sheir v'alyona psula. So that's the third example. So he said that's when the bottom chach is kosher and the top chach is pasul because it's chamsam ruim mitzilasa. So we explained that we're just going to be mevatel on top. But you might think to say that it would be mitzaref with the schach pasul, with the schach kosher, kamash malon. No, we do not say that. Rather, the top schach is mevatel, and all is good in the world. All right, we'll stop here.
What time over?